Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Kent Annan, co-director of Haiti Partners, a Vero Beach nonprofit focused on education in Haiti. Kent's third book, Slow Kingdom Coming, Practices for Doing Justice, Loving Mercy, and Walking Humbly in the World, was published last year. Haiti Partners will be hosting their fifth annual Educate and Celebrate fundraiser on Friday, March 3rd at the Northern Trust Bank in Vero Beach. Kent, welcome back to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thanks. Always great to be with you, Drew.
You worked with refugees in Western Europe and the Balkans for several years. What led you to then focus on education in Haiti?
It's a great question. I've been thinking about that recently as our country is, you know, wrestling with this refugee issue. I love that work, and I feel like my friendships and work with refugees really helped set the direction of my life. What I found in working with refugees in a few different spots was, after that, I really had a hunger to go deeper, you know, to get to know a culture and learn the language so I could communicate. So that really is a big part of what led me to, and my wife, to move to Haiti was, it was a chance to go there and live. We lived with a Haitian family for the first 7 months. We learned the language. We went out on the farm field, learned the culture, and lived there for 2.5 years. I've kept going back and forth for the last 10 years. So it was really wanting to have that same kind of compassion of helping people in a tough circumstances. But I just had this hunger to go deeper in one place.
Tell me what's going on and how things are progressing in Haiti with your schools and your other programs there.
Yeah, schools are going well. We have this children's academy that keeps growing and thriving. We work with these other partners, six partner schools, about 1,200 children now in our schools. So again, that's this long-term change of seeing year after year how the children keep growing. I think it's always encouraging to us to see how teachers keep thriving in this environment when they're encouraged to be creative and find new ways to invest in children and the community. We work with these churches that are doing a lot of social justice work, especially for vulnerable children and for women's rights. So to see people in their communities say, hey, we want to protect the most vulnerable children here, and we want to get involved in doing that, and to see Haitians leading their own communities to kind of have a shift in mentality and approach is super encouraging.
I'm speaking today with Kent Annan, co-director of Haiti Partners. Tell me about this year's Educate and Celebrate.
Yes, we're ready to educate people through it, and we love it because it is a night of celebration, sort of celebrating beauty. We get to auction off lots of art and crafts and jewelry from Haiti. This year, even more so than usual, I think we have a lot of local gifts. We have some sports tickets to NHL hockey game. We have a diamond necklace. We have some great art. We have a professional auctioneer who's a lot of fun coming in to do it. So it's just an evening where people enjoy each other. I think we do a great program. You get to spend time with your friends. We have four different restaurants, including Chive and Southern Social, Bistro Fourchette, and all these places are giving the food as a generous part of the community. So it's just a great, fun night, and to know you get to get together, have fun, and help educate people in Haiti is, you know, what better way to spend a couple of hours.
Yeah, I know you to be a man of boundless optimism, and you just touched on this earlier. There are many countries around the world, including the United States, where nationalism is on the rise. Refugees and people from distant lands are in some cases viewed with suspicion and fear. As someone who has worked with refugees, does this mindset give you pause and alarm?
Yeah. To me, I think wisdom, you know, I think there's this impulse for wisdom and security. I have a family here. I think that's a natural good impulse. But I think the impulse that I want to win in our country and in my family is this impulse to love people. And sometimes that takes a little bit of risk, and we don't have to throw out wisdom or security in doing it. But I want to be the kind of people who reach out and help people in the moment of crisis. When you think about these families in Syria are living through and what they're escaping, and think, wow, we can help some of them, not all of them. I hope we can address the security concerns, but I hope we can overcome fear with love, and that love is what leads us to be generous people in the days ahead.
I've been speaking today with Kent Annan from Haiti Partners. We'll have a link to them, as well as an archive of this interview, on our website, WQCS.org. Kent, always great to see you. Thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
It's nice, Drew. Great being with you.
Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.